What's good, people? Yeah, I didn't like this song. Because I don't have an intro. I'm just going to do this as an intro for now. Let's see how you lot doing today. How you lot living? I'm pretty cool, you know. It's been a interestingly smooth week. I mean, it could have went a lot better, but then, you know, what can't go a lot better, right? There's always room for improvement, right? Exactly. Which kind of leads me to, like, the reason why we're here today. So recently I got a message from a friend of mine. Me and her go way back. Way back. Like, we used to live across the door from each other. For a while, there was a bit of, like, animosity between me and her brother. But we sorted that all out. Back onto topic. So, essentially, she sent me a message asking me if I wanted to do an interview for a mental group for young kids who are up and coming, who are talented young performers. And at first I was looking at the message and I was like, essentially I haven't had anything that others would deem as success. Now, when I say I haven't had anything that others would deem as success, I mean exactly that. As something that others would deem as success. Now, I perceive myself to be pretty successful in terms of, like, my development as a human. Finances or, like, other things as such, I haven't really been as successful yet, but, you know, we have a long life. I'm literally early 30s. I have all this time to gain all that. Which is why I'm not so worried. So, upon responding to her, I was thinking of going, nah, I can't do it because I haven't really had anything that others would deem as successful. And then I started thinking even deeper because I was just thinking surface level at the time. And I started thinking deeper, like, exactly how would I define myself as successful? And then I thought, I have infinite wisdom in being myself. Now, most people will hear that and think I'm being some form of arrogant, but no, if you really think about it, all of you guys have infinite wisdom in being yourself. You understand yourself. Now, depending on where you are in life and what stages you are in, you understand yourself to a certain degree. And the further along you get, the more you understand yourself. Now, isn't success, if we were to give it a light abbreviation, just being able to understand something to the point where you can master it and gain a reward from it, or gain some form of, what's the word? I don't want to use the word infamy, because I feel like that's the wrong word. I would say acclamation, or we'll stick with acclamation for now. To the point where you get some form of reward from it. Now, in terms of this, I perceive the reward itself is understanding that I don't need to do what other people do in order to be me. I can totally be comfortable in being myself, not needing to please others. And it's been a rough road getting here, because certain aspects of my life, certain points in my life, yes, the younger years, the very younger years, I was attempting to please someone, be it my parents or friends, so on and so on. But after you come out of that, which many unfortunately don't come out of that phase, you gain an understanding of what makes you comfortable. And living in that comfort itself is a reward. It's a reward in itself. But essentially, you still have to break barriers in order for yourself to progress. Now, by understanding what makes you comfortable, you then in turn somewhat understand what makes you uncomfortable and what levels of comfort you're okay with. Like, for example, I'm an introvert. I understand that. I can only be around people for a certain amount of time before I have to crawl back into my own sector so I can recharge my batteries. The younger me didn't understand that. The younger me was an introvert, but the younger me was also an introvert with extrovert tendencies. And I'll explain that further. See, the younger me, he thought he could do all these things, like go to a party, hang out with people, socialize with people 24 hours a day, and then wouldn't realize this is draining us, which then led to us feeling a whole lot drained throughout a certain period of time. And we were further draining ourselves until we got to the position where we were like, we're too drained for this now, we're gonna rest. And then rinse and repeat. And I'm not saying that like all introverts are like that. No, some can potentially do that consistently. But you know, you have to understand, there are certain consequences when you place yourself in environments where you're not comfortable just to make an appearance. And I feel a majority of the people who are around me do not quite understand that, because they're still in the period where they want to socialize. They want to do all these things, hang out with people and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. But I can't do it the way you guys do it. For me, there has to be different levels of things. Like phone calls, yeah, we can do that. Like hanging out online, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, like we go for like 5-minute coffee and stuff like that. Yeah, we do that. But essentially, back in the days, it used to be I would hang out with people for like a whole day, spend a whole day at their house, just there, doing absolutely nothing, just hanging out. And then wonder why I'm so tired the next day. Now, I'm not saying that these experiences were bad. No, not in the slightest, but it does take a toll on you. So I think one of the greatest success is anybody could ever obtain, far better than gold, far better than necklaces, diamonds, financial benefits, Ferraris, all these kind of things, are these tangibles here, is the success of understanding oneself. Now, I'm not saying I fully have gotten to the point where I fully understand myself, but I am on the path of getting there. Mastery of oneself is greater than mastery of any craft. And I say that just simply because if you master yourself first, you can place things like discipline, organization, time for yourself. All kinds of benefits come with it, to which then you will be more efficient in mastering other things. You learn who you are first. You learn what makes you good first. And then you challenge the world. Because essentially what the world is going to do is, when you do challenge it, which we do every day, the world is going to go, okay, you come to face me? Hold on. The world is going to say to you this. You've come to face me. Okay. Let's see what we can do to break you. Oh. You're a bit insecure about your hair. Oh. You're also insecure about the way your chin looks. Oh, what's that? You're scared of the dark? Oh, it'd be a shame if your friends found out, wouldn't it? And once you get to the point where the world is trying to like break you, you have to be able to rely on yourself, and not just yourself, but also a network of people you have built around you, which is another success in itself. Being able to identify people who are good for your growth. Keywords, growth. Let me turn up. Keyword is growth, 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 growth. You want to be in a position where everyone that you interact with is there to lift you up. Yeah, I mean, essentially, there are going to be people around you who are negative, maybe family members, maybe friends, maybe partners. But most of the times, it's not their fault they're that way. It's a reflection of the life that they've led, because they understand things only from their view. And it's also good for you to understand what makes them them. But in order for you to understand what makes them them, you have to take a look into their shoes without losing yourself in them. And that's what happens most of the times. People get lost in other people's insecurities, fears. It's okay for you to have your fears and battle it all day, But you can't then take on the burden of someone else's fear. Do you see what I mean? You have to forgive me if I do babble somewhat. I'm trying to keep this as straight and concise as possible, but unfortunately, these hours are the hours where my dyslexia kicks in and I somewhat develop a new form of ADHD. Honestly, I think I might be slightly ADHD, I'm not sure yet, but anyway. So, essentially, a good network of people. It's okay to have some people there who are slightly negative, but if you are only surrounded by people who display negative traits, at some point, you will have to change your environment. And that's also another part of self-mastery, understanding when it's good to get out of a place. Success isn't just tangibles, my friend. It's also the way you think about yourself. This is the side quest. This is your moment to explore other things about yourself. That's why I call this the side quest. It's kind of like from the main mission. Obviously, the main mission is... The main mission is getting through life. The main mission is understanding yourself, but this is the side quest where you get the opportunities to think about doing things different ways, to gain XP on different things. I mean, this is just me, like, trying to... You know what? It's alright, don't worry. I'm not even going to explain it. Yeah, as far as successes, my successes anyway have been mainly by understanding myself, and I feel like that's something that other people who do understand themselves get a lot, and not everybody is supposed to understand you, but only you have the obligation to understand yourself. You do yourself a great disservice when you don't. You do yourself, the world, and everyone around you a massive disservice when you don't. And with that, I'm just gonna close up and just say, remember that. Understanding yourself is the first key to success. Mastery of oneself is greater than mastery of one's craft. All right, good night, people. I'm gonna make you mine.